But we are also concerned about further encroachment by Russia into Ukraine. So what I announced and what the European Council announced was that we were consulting and putting in place the framework, the architecture for additional sanctions, additional costs, should Russia take this next step. It has not just been my suggestion, but it has also been the European Council's suggestion that should Russia go further, such sectoral sanctions would be appropriate. And that would include areas potentially like energy or finance or arms sales or trade that exists between Europe and the United States and Russia. And what we're doing now is, at a very technical level, examining the impacts of each of these sanctions. Some particular sanctions would hurt some countries more than others. But all of us recognize that we have to stand up for a core principle that lies at the heart of the international order and that facilitated European Union and the incredible prosperity and peace that Europe has enjoyed now for decades. And so, although it could cause some disruptions to each of our economies or certain industries, what I've been encouraged by is the firmness and the willingness on the part of all countries to look at ways in which they can participate in this process.
If economic sanctions would be necessary because this conflict would escalate to a next stage, that if this were to happen, these sanctions would hit Russia very badly. And obviously, you can never guarantee that the people in Europe, in Canada, in the US would not be hurt. But obviously, we will make sure that we will design these sanctions in such a way that they will have maximum impact on the Russian economy and not on the European, the Canadian, the Japanese, or the American economy.